When siblings come together, there are always moments of nostalgia. Many of these memories are filled with joy and laughter. Other times, as we reminisce, there are the inevitable feelings of insecurity, jealousy, and perceived injustices. You were always Mom's favorite. I got blamed for everything. So-and-so was always in trouble, and they got away with it. Yes, inequality does exist in every family and community. Sometimes it is due to actual sin on the part of the parent or leader. Other times it is the circumstances or perceived needs of the individual which prompt this inequality. We as human beings tend to look at the world from a sense of strict justice. Justice being defined as the virtue of giving another what is due to them. We naturally think that everything should be equal in order to be right. We may say, if I do a full day's work, I should get significantly more than one who only does 3 hours. However, Jesus' words are so powerful and attractive precisely because they do not conform to the societal norms. Our Lord got people's attention. He made them think. He shook up the norms. Even today, 2,000 years later, Jesus' words both intrigue us and make us uncomfortable or frustrated. The attraction to Christ is because He is clearly coming from a different vantage point, one that is beyond us. His thoughts are not our thoughts, nor are His ways our ways. When we come face to face with God, when all the pretenses and assumptions fall away, we are left exposed looking at the I Am, the cause of everything. This experience, which we all will have, leaves us with a choice. First, to engage the attractiveness of this otherworldly unconditional love, or to stay in our little safe and ordered world. Hopefully, we will always choose the road less traveled. We will venture out into the truth, beauty, and goodness. We will never fully understand the mind of God. But yes, it will challenge us to the very souls of our being. But this choice will enable us to become truly human, all that God has created us to be. In today's gospel, the parable of the landowner, we are invited into the world of mercy. Jesus upsets the standards by introducing a God who will forego justice for His own reasons. Why give the workers who worked only a few hours the same as others? We do not know why He does this, but we do know it's not based on the amount of work which is done. The words of Christ throw our minds into a crisis because God does not fit within our neat, orderly way of understanding the world. We are forced to think outside the box for answers. Maybe none of us deserves what we get. Possibly the wage or grace is not based on our own merit at all. It is a free gift which we do not deserve. We who have been baptized are always in the Father's house. In this sacrament, the sacrament of baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit, sanctifying grace, and adopted sonship. This is all a gift which a loving Father showers on His unworthy children. It is truly an unbelievable blessing to live in the Father's house, enjoying its grace and light. The message of this parable is that God may choose to give the same full gift to others according to His own designs. This person, which receives this gift, may have lived a scandalous life or done any number of horrible things. What occurs between them and God is not any of our concern. We must always keep our souls at rest in the Father's house. Our presence in this divine family is not because of anything we have or haven't done. It is a free gift given to all those who choose to live in love. May we have the courage to continue to follow a God whose ways are at times mysterious and beyond our natural inclinations. Jesus invites us today to choose to engage this mystery, to, with God's grace, learn to love in a way that seems unnatural. Continually taking this step, we too can witness to a way of life which is beyond this world. This is the way of the saints. This is the way of holiness.